You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
Very often, usually because Billy has rolled some sort of chaos across the floor to derail the show, we don't get to things that we meant to get to. And I wanted to, in the local hour, talk about Greg Cody and the fact that Greg Cody didn't appear with us today and will appear on Thursday. And his mispronouncing of words has become just as bad as my mispronouncing of words and names. And it reminded me earlier in the show of a minor league game. And Chris, what kind of details can you give the audience as to what a peacocking, preening knob your father was on minor league night as he owned the microphone and mispronounced names?
Well, remember, he announced my games growing up, so he fancies himself as a guy that's really good at broadcasting. He's a writer, I mean, at announcing, and he's a writer, so he prides himself on someone who can pronounce all these names correctly. So he got a chance at his minor league Greg Cody day. Come up in the booth, you can announce names for an inning, and he finally got his moment, and then Encarnacion walked up to the plate.
Stepping to the plate, number 13, Yeltsin and Carson Encarnacion.
That's a tough one when you're thinking about it, you know, all day. I mean,
he's about to make him incarcerated.
Stepping to the plate, number 13, Yeltsin and Carson Encarnacion.
He nailed Yeltsin.
Wait, is there somebody in the background there trying to help him at the very end? There's like someone in the background.
Stepping to the plate, number 13, Yeltsin and Carson Encarnacion.
Someone was stepping in, it seems like.
It was. Well, and with fear, I would imagine, because it was the second hiccup that's the funniest. Like, that he got running start. He started, and he ran, and then he tripped, and then he got up, and he fell again. It's the second one that makes everyone rush to help him.
Stepping to the plate, number 13, Yeltsin and Carson Encarnacion.
I also love the delight and the success in his voice of, I got it right. Stugatz, what is happening in the life of this person when this person is writing in the YouTube comment, and I don't know who they're writing about, because they write, I cannot stand to listen to this worm talk about himself or talk in general. And it can be anyone around here.
That's not me.
It could be. I don't know whether it's you or not. You weren't here last week, so it's probably not you.
Exactly.
It might be Billy Corbin. But this comment written on YouTube, I want you to explain to me what is happening elsewhere in this person's life when this person writes in the comment section, this came on autoplay when I was in the other room. Don't count this as a view.
He's that guy.
There's something charming about that guy.
Is he talking to us? Does he want it? Or does he want the proper accounting? Is he like trying? YouTube doesn't have customer service that's readily available. And this person thinks that if they put in the comment section, I don't count this as credit, as a view for these people.
He's letting us know. He's letting YouTube know. He's letting everyone know. It's not a view.
Thanks for leaving a comment and engaging more.
I love that. I really don't know what he's talking about, though. Who's the worm? I think it might be Corbin. There's a good chance it's Billy Corbin.
I just love, like, I kind of want to make a call now to YouTube customer service and say, on this episode, dated June the 15th, 2022.
Let's do this right now. Let's call
take
YouTube.
Take the view out.
YouTube right now. One of the great frustrations of my life is that Uber makes it such a minefield to get a hold of anybody on the phone that's going to give me a damn refund, because you got a bunch of crooks running around out here parking wherever they want in the street. I so long for customer service. I so so long for the ability to just call someone and have them pick up a phone. And I'm sorry for being the old guy who laments this.
Representative. Representative.
Agent.
Agent. Agent.
I operator, just keep hitting zero.
Zero,
I mean.
Zero, 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 zero.
You think you're going to get one at YouTube? I mean,
at a holiday party, they have to do a master cut of just people screaming, right? Agent!
Operator!
Operator!
They should have a DJ mix music to just the sounds of people shouting things at customer service.
What's the company in America? Is it Amazon? What's the company that would have
airlines.
The most, the greatest
Delta
the
Airlines, American parties. Airlines, the holiday parties there have
insurance.
From my quick research of the internet, it seems that I can only actually contact YouTube via mail or fax.
Of course.
So I think I'm going to actually write out a handwritten letter to YouTube saying, please take this view off.
It's not possible to contact YouTube. It's file a customer service complaint. It's a multi-billion dollar industry.
I can't even like get on a chat. I enjoy that function where I can get on a chat with a customer service thing. That doesn't even, it's not even offered here. There's a help center. There's a community help forum. But there doesn't appear to
we
be.
We can't leave like, a message so that we no. can get a proper accounting of this. We would like YouTube to subtract the view.
You think YouTube has a voicemail?
I want to be able to leave this message somewhere and with a human being. I want, much like
I'm with you, Dan.
Much like I am not unlike this commenter who is going to the YouTube section and demanding that his voice be heard. I want to get his voice heard as well. Sir, madam, you have done the correct thing, calling us out on an undeserved view. We are worms. And you should have that view back. It should be retracted, subtracted from the record, abolished forevermore.
You never viewed us.
You never viewed us, sir. You never viewed that worm, not something you viewed. I'm willing to give you that victory. But I am you as I complain that I can't get a hold of customer service. And now I'm going to have to go to the comment section and also write in and write under this person, hey, can you please subtract the view?
Do you guys like regularly call, like ask to talk to a manager and call customer service? Because I feel like it is just a waste of everybody's time involved. Because like you're not actually going to get anything out of it and you're just going to get more frustrated. And then at the end of the day, it's like, I yelled at someone who probably did nothing about it just to yell at them.
Yeah, but yelling at someone is what it's all about. Whether you get your point across, whether it does anything, at least you've yelled at someone, okay?
Because getting angry always accomplishes whatever needs to be done.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Lebatard, your show. Is yelling at someone getting it done?
Well, best thing I ever did for my own mental health was just to trade in a bunch of my miles for Admirals Club access, because there they have their own private concierge, and you don't have to deal with yelling representative and them getting back to you eight hours later while you're at your most desperate and angry. Here it's just smooth sailing. My air travel experience has gotten a lot better when I just go there when I have complaints, because I'm still having the complaints.
Are you disappointed in their cookie fare or some of the cheap items in that you expected to have greater VIP lounge access?
I am jealous that there are some lounges like the American Express one. Everyone has great experiences there, and that one comes with like free booze. Yeah. Whereas the Admiral Club, it doesn't, but it actually comes with like that concierge, where I'm not so sure that the Centurion Lounge has that. But while we're on the subject, this reminds me of some sound we came across, Dan, because you're talking about customer service agents. Imagine you're a customer service agent, and the angry voice that you have to deal with is Chris Mad Dog Russo. Oh, because on his SiriusXM show, he went on a rant because air travel got Mad Dog Russo's son and ruined what would have been a special Father's Day.
We'll get Jason in Madison, Wisconsin. And speaking of Madison, Colin Russo did not get home this weekend. So I got a burr up my fanny on Delta Airlines. Delta for the birds. The airline should be embarrassed. I'm getting off the deep end here, but the airline should be embarrassed that all of America couldn't fly anywhere for the last 3 or 4 days. 22% of flights canceled on Thursday, 18% of flights canceled on Friday. Hey, Delta, I don't need an apology to NBC. You know, your job is to make sure you get a plane to Madison, Wisconsin, and get my kid home for Father's Day weekend. Go ahead, Jay.
He was just taking a call. I mean,
a burr up my fanny.
That sounds uncomfortable.
It really does. Put it on the poll. At Levitard Show, Guillermo, does a burr up your fanny sound deeply uncomfortable?
We'll get Jason in Madison, Wisconsin. And speaking of Madison, Colin Russo did not get home this weekend, so I got a burr up my fanny on Delta Airlines. Delta for the birds. You, the airline should be embarrassed. I'm getting off the deep end here, but the airline should be embarrassed that all of America couldn't fly anywhere for the last 3 or 4 days. 22% of flights canceled on Thursday, 18% of flights canceled on Friday. Hey, Delta, I don't need an apology to NBC. You know, your job is to make sure you get a plane to Madison, Wisconsin, and get my kid home for Father's Day weekend. Go ahead, Jay.